is Co-op Online Radio Network, restoring vitality to you, the internet, and the planet. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Martin Patella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing?
Doing great. I'm waiting for the day when we're going to go beyond the bounds of the planet and go galactic on, on the whole thing.
Restoring vitality to you and the galaxy.
Yeah.
We got Mork and Mindy as special guests today, folks.
Yep. Nanu.
Oh, dear. Hopefully you're old enough to know who I'm referring to. Oh, and Robin Williams, of course, who was Mork in the TV show Mork and Mindy in the, I don't know, 70s or 80s, was doing a cross-country tour, stand-up comedy tour, and he had to cancel because he had to go in the hospital for something.
Yeah, he was experiencing shortness of breath.
Shortness of breath, that's right.
In other ways, he was so acidic that there wasn't enough oxygen getting to his cells, and his mitochondria at cellular level were not getting enough oxygen to burn the glucose that was available.
Wow.
We've discussed this a lot.
Yeah.
You know, this is, I mean, of course, I'm not his doctor. I can't second guess it for real. There could be something else going on, but I would bet donuts to dollars that, or the other way around. What's worth more, a dollar or donuts these days?
It's pretty close. I was going to say, I'd bet donuts to dollars that he's eating donuts.
Well, who knows what he's doing, but I don't know what's making him acidic, you know. Coffee, stress, staying up late, recreational drugs, living in an apartment in a city and not going out for a walk in the nature, you know, all of that.
Right, right. So, yeah, that's just kind of wild. We'd just checking up on his, he needs heart surgery.
No, what he really needs is to change his lifestyle. He needs to detox. He needs to go and get himself deacidified, alkalized. Remember the book we talked about not long ago, Alkalize or Die?
I just looked up the news, and the first headline was Robin Williams needs heart surgery, which is why I said it. However, there is an update, and that is that Mr. Williams has had surgery. He was released to the hospital today following heart surgery. He had breathing problems after he collapsed at his home last week, but he was spotted walking along in Miami Beach this week. Get well, Robin. So sorry to hear that, Robin, your health has been compromised and that you've had to have surgery, particularly for your heart. And
it's very sad because this same thing happened to Bill Clinton, right?
Yeah.
I mean, vigorously healthy man, and the next thing you know is he's having to have a quintuple heart bypass surgery.
Yeah.
But here's the bad thing. Just because they did five pipes around your heart to resupply your heart so it can start beating better.
Yeah.
Have they done anything to the rest of the arteries in your body?
No. That's right.
Yeah. So does it mean really that the inflammation that's throughout your entire system is somehow going to be abated? No. Of course not. Poor Robin. He's getting the wrong kind of advice. I wish I could be his buddy.
Yeah,
I like the guy.
He's hilarious. So
yeah.
So anyway, Robin, he's alive and well for now. But unless he continues to make changes, well, of course he hasn't snorted cocaine in quite a long time. So
yeah, it's not the cocaine now. This is now the inflammation, right?
Yeah. So
well, we do have something for that. It's called recovery and. It's phenomenal. It just puts out the internal fires better than anything we know. And then there's this other product. We talked about the company just last week called Max International.
Yes.
They have a phenomenal product, absolutely phenomenal for oxidative damage, which is the glutathione. glutathione is the universal recycler of all of the antioxidants.
Oh, okay.
It's like the quarterback in the antioxidant team. Everybody has to hand the ball over to antioxidant to the quarterback, to glutathione,
right,
before the next play can happen. Because when vitamin C jumps on something to extinguish it, it has to hand over its electron, the free electron, to it.
Hmm.
So now the vitamin C no longer has the free electron, so it's useless.
Right.
So it needs to return back to home base, have a chat with glutathione, and have himself repaired to become, again, an active vitamin C, so it can go back and do it again. So if you don't have sufficient levels of glutathione, you will suffer from oxidative stress, which, well, to illustrate, oxidative stress is that Marlboro Man look. You know, like
right.
when your skin is aged beyond your years, you know, when you have this weathered look.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, you know, people that smoke and drink, you know, at same age, you know, if you have two people at the high school reunion, one of them has been a very avid drinker and smoker, he will look a lot older than his compatriots, right, mm-hmm. or his classmates.
Right, right.
Well, not only the outside, the inside is going to look a lot like that as well.
And that's one of the reasons why, right? I mean, the outside is just reflecting what's going on inside.
Right, and it's the oxidative stress reflected in the appearance.
So when you talk about oxidative stress, what comes to my mind is a lot of the athletes, right? I mean, they're working so hard, you know, competing at a high level and everything else. There's tons of oxidative damage that occurs, and there's this great commercial on TV that talks about, you know, as you sweat, a lot of stuff comes out of your body, minerals and electrolytes and everything else. So they talk about restoring the electrolytes to your body by drinking their fluids.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was kind of interesting and maybe something we should, you know, talk
yes.
a bit about.
Yeah, the body electrolytes. Indeed, they're an important part of the mineral topic that we have been talking about lately. Well, you have two types of electrolytes, the negatively charged and the positively charged. In the positively charged, you have sodium and potassium and calcium.
And your favorite one, magnesium, is in there too.
That's right. Yeah, that's the major group. And well, you know, if you have, I mean, too much sodium is a problem for people who have high blood pressure. But that usually happens not because of too much salt, but because of too much cortisol that retains the sodium in the body.
Right.
Anyway, confusion and convulsion and coma, that's, if you have too much sodium, not a pretty picture.
Oh, that would be unpleasant.
Yeah. And low sodium, actually, well, I remember low sodium because when I was working, you know, very physically in my 20s, in the sun, you know, sawmill, heavy work. And if we didn't take salt with our drinks, we would have had cramps and all kinds of problems. Symptoms can be mild, such as tiredness, but may lead to convulsions and coma. So that would be the salt, as in sodium. Potassium, well, muscle weakness, paralysis, inability to breathe. But we talked about the potassium deficiency two shows ago. You know, that listlessness and inability to focus and acne and dandruff and you name it. The interesting thing about calcium we already covered, but what the heck, we could go over some of it quickly.
Sure, let's do that.
You know, hypocalcemia, as in not enough calcium, depression, muscle spasms, you know, the Charlie horse type of thing in your legs.
Right.
Not a good thing. So a sudden hypercalcemia, vomiting and coma, and moderate that's a nasty one, calcium phosphate crystals in the kidneys and the eye.
That would be very comfortable.
No, those are the kidney stones and I forget the name. What happens to the eye cornea when it goes all hardened?
Cataracts.
Cataracts, I believe, is the word for it.
Yeah, and that's an unpleasant thing.
Yes. Yeah. But anyway, the interesting things are the negatively charged electrolytes, because this is worth probably reading straight as it is. That toxicity of chloride results not from chloride itself, but from the fact that the chloride occurs as the acid, hydrogen chloride, or hydrochloric acid. And so if you overdose on that, you will end up with acidosis. And that's a kidney disease and release of acid in the urine. And here we have weakness, headache, nausea, and cardiac arrest. And that's what we were describing as far as the acidosis is concerned, right?
Yeah.
This is just too much acid in the body. And so this headache, nausea, and weakness, that's what poor Robin was experiencing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right.
On the other hand, if you have low chloride levels, what do we have here? Paralysis again. And then the other one in this class is the phosphates, right? So that's the kidneys. If your kidneys don't excrete the phosphate into the urine, you will have impaired action of the parathyroid hormone, phosphate poisoning, again, paralysis, convulsions.
Cardiac arrest.
Yeah. So, you know, this reminds me of this, I think we mentioned it on one of our previous podcasts, this woman running a marathon, hydrating herself very conscientiously, just lots and lots and lots, and collapsed at the finish line and died not long after.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 28-year-old woman, dead. Too much drinking.
Yeah.
Too much water.
Needed the salts.
Yeah, needed the salts. So I don't know if we want to diss the commercial, what shall we call them, the electrolyte replenishing companies. I certainly have a real issue with the companies that have a lot of sugar in their drinks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like a green-colored sugar water with a teeny bit of useful minerals. I mean, instead, it would make so much sense to use something like the Miracle-2 neutralizer drops, because they supply the major minerals, or the Aja minerals. They also supply that really well. Or the MMP. Oh gosh, we have about 10 different sources of minerals here in Life Enthusiast Co-op setup.
Yeah, your trick is to get the minerals into the body, right? In a way that the body can use.
Right. Well, you know, the major minerals that we just mentioned, you know, calcium, potassium, and so on, they can be absorbed in their ionic form.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fairly easy to get those in. It's the trace minerals that become a bit of a challenge. Here's an interesting quote. Bicarbonate metabolism involves several compounds. When dietary starches, sugars, and fats are broken down for energy production, carbon dioxide is created. Much of this carbon dioxide, CO2, spontaneously converts into carbonic acid, which is H2CO3. One water and one carbon dioxide chemically bond together.
Okay.
And some of this carbonic acid spontaneously converts into bicarbonate. That's HCO3 negative plus one hydrogen, H positive. So eventually, almost every molecule of carbon dioxide produced in the body, whether in the form of the carbon dioxide, carbonic acid, or bicarbonate, must convert back to carbon dioxide in order to leave via the lungs during normal breathing. and to continue. So if you hold your breath, carbon dioxide cannot escape from the lungs, but it continues to be generated in the body. So that will increase the production of carbonic acid, which will start breaking down or disassociate in your body, which will increase the hydrogen ions in the plasma, which gives rise to acidosis. So if you test for serum bicarbonate and you test for acidosis, which is your common pH test, you can determine where you're at.
Right, right. And I think that's important for us to know where we are in terms of acidity and alkalinity, right?
Right. Yes. Well, most everybody in the Western society, unless they are living a really good lifestyle, are going to be too acidic.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're too acidic, your kidneys cannot keep up with getting rid of the toxins. They need to find some place to put the toxins, so they need to create fat so that you park the toxins in the fat. So that's new fat cells in the body. And the cycle continues.
Right. So if you're acidic, the chances are you're more prone to that particular problem.
Yes, you're prone to being overweight. And you're prone to having just about everything wrong with you. You know, like diminished athletic capacity. You know, an acidic athlete will tear their muscles and be injury prone, much more so than an alkaline athlete.
Right.
You know, like you'll rip a muscle or cause yourself a tendon break or who knows what else because of the pH balance in your lymphatic system. This is just one big circle, right? We keep going back again to the basics over and over again.
That's right. That's right.
It comes down to only two things. Presence of toxins and absence of nutrients. So if we could, number one, stop the inflow of toxins. Number two, eliminate the ones that we already have. Number three, find the nutrients that we require so that we can correct the deficiencies. We'll go on indefinitely.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
At a high level, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. High level of functioning. I think I need to change my lifestyle, Scott. I'm just spending too much time sitting in an office chair talking on the telephone.
Yeah, you got to get out there, get some fresh air and some electrolytes into your body.
That's right. And good nutrition. And I have that. I really do. I feel quite lucky to be able to actually get these superfoods into us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
So how are we going to bring it together for somebody who wants to understand? On the Life Enthusiast Co-op's website, in the health education, in the minerals section, there is an article called Electrolyte Tests. In there, there's actually the definition and then description of all of the normal results that you should have. If you go to a doctor or to a lab and have yourself a test, you know, blood test done, these are the values that you should have, the normal range and what it should be between. We also have another really cool article that Dr. Sheely put out a while back. You can find it under articles, Sheely, Norman Sheely. And that article is, let me just double check that I got it right. It's the second link in that website, I believe.
DEA and the health.
I'm wrong. How can I be so not with it? It must be the first article.
Holy water, sacred oil.
Still not it.
Hydration and magnesium.
How can it be that I'm not? How can it be that I'm not seeing it right from the first moment? Oh, there it is. I finally found it. It's the article called Magnesium Critical for Youth and Health. And that article, near its bottom, has a table that shows the reference range for all the different levels of minerals that a person should have. And what's really important about that is that not only you need to have your calcium level right, but you need to have your ratios right, which is phosphorus over calcium, magnesium over calcium, magnesium over phosphorus, and potassium over calcium. You know, each of them relating to one another needs to be in the right range. Because if they're not, you're going to have illness.
Well, it's interesting with this particular person, when they or they just show typical results, was how out of whack all of the electrolytes were, and then after 4 weeks of foot soaks with the magnesium, how in range almost all of them became.
That's right. Yeah, that was a most remarkable study that they've done. And all you needed to do is get yourself a gallon of the magnesium oil or 5 pounds of the bath crystals and do the foot soaks every day. Well, what you have been doing, right? You're doing your bath soaks often enough.
Yeah, yeah.
It would be a nice thing to check how well your electrolytes are now.
Mm-hmm. Should have checked them before I started.
Yeah, we never think of checking this. We never take the before picture. We just notice, oh, look, I'm looking better, or, oh, this, whatever. I know, I've missed so many opportunities when I start testing a new product. It helps tremendously, and I'm thinking, oh, I should have taken a picture of that.
Yeah. That's a fascinating article.
Absolutely. I would recommend it to everyone to just get oriented in the importance of the minerals overall and how they relate to one another, mm-hmm. and how deficiency in one will skew the functioning of the body and all the ratios of all of the others.
Cool. So, Martin, if someone wanted to learn more about electrolytes and minerals and maybe their own particular individual situation, because we're all unique, how could they get a hold of you?
Let's have them call 1-866-543-3388 or come to the website, life-enthusiast.com, and go to Health Education Minerals and start reading. There's great information, carefully chosen and selected, you know, not too little, not too much.
Just right.
Just right. or just head into the shopping cart and buy my stuff.
There you go. Get some of those minerals into you.
Yes. Or listen to more of our podcasts at lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com.
Mm-hmm. And there's also a link to it on the Life Enthusiast Co-op pages there. If you look right beside the blog, there's a good link.
Right.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Martin, for taking time out of your busy day to share this fascinating information with myself and all of our listeners. I know I've appreciated it, and I'm sure our listeners have as well. And I want to thank you all, our listeners, for joining us, and we really appreciate your support and your comments. You can leave comments at lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com. If you have any questions that you think are of a general nature and you want us to talk about them on an upcoming episode, please feel free. We check our comments. And until next time, you've been listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Online Radio Network, restoring vitality to you and the galaxy.
And before we go, here is your 10% off of minerals, MIN42. This is the code that you probably have been waiting to hear.
That's right, you get 10% off all minerals.
So thank you very much for listening.